We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavya Ben Menachem, Mishnah Chav Yaakov, Ben Pitchas Eliyahu, Vachoris Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Chot Moshe Nikav, Vishenif Gam Shenistak. Now we're speaking about the nose. Let's say the skin on the outside of the nose has a hole. So that's a Nikav. Or part of the nose is missing. That's Nifgam. Nistak is where there's a slit there, even if nothing is missing. So this is going to disqualify the Bechor. Bartanur points out, V'hu Shenikvu Mechitzos HaChitzona Shel Chotem. These are the outer walls, literally. Shehanekev Nirei Mibachutz, where you can see the perforation on the outside. That's when we speak about a where there's a hole, there's a perforation. Avo eino nire elami b'fnim kigon shenikva mechitza hacholekes hasachatot chotem. But if let's say the septum that which is all the way on the inside, there's a perforation there. So then eino mum shaseser, that's something that is that's hidden. Va'anon yalfinon, and we derive miklal prataklal. We spoke about the klal prataklal. Dimum shebegola yibainin. Remember, we learned this already, that a mum has to be something that is begoli, something that you're able to see, based on the examples that the Torah furnishes, and there's klal prataklal principle. What about the lip? Svaso shenikva shenifgamav shenistika. If the outer part of the lip is perforated or it's missing, that's nifgam, nifgama, or nistika, or there's a slit there, even though there's nothing missing, that's also considered a mum. Chitav hachitzonos shenifgamu o shenigmamu. Now, chitav, there's a machlokas rishonim what we're speaking about. Some claim we're speaking about teeth, and some say we're speaking about gums. But even when we speak about teeth, the animal's teeth are a little bit different than a human's teeth. Cows, sheep, and goats have 24 molars, four groups of six, top and bottom, and on each side of the mouth. Besides the molars, it has, in the adult animal at least, there are eight lower incisors in front of the mouth. Those bite against the upper palate, the hard upper palate. And then you have in the back 24 molars in the back of the mouth. There's six upper and six lower on each side. So according to the Baal Tanuri here, we're speaking about the Bechor's front incisors, which are on the lower jaw. That's what we speak of. And others claim we're speaking about the molars. And others claim we're speaking about the gums. So different ways to understand what the Mishnah means when it says chitav hachitzonos, the outer teeth, or the outer front teeth, shenifgamu, that are notched, the missing something, or shenigmu, they're worn down. Baal Tanur says, nifgamu is nechseru, missing something, nigmamu, a nimoku. Means that they're getting worn away. V'lo nishar mehem elo roshem muat. There's only a little bit that's remaining. V'eino boltos kemoshu gimlios. They don't stick out the way they normally do. So though that would be considered a mum, the haprimios shene'ekru. And we're speaking about the inner teeth, shinaim hagadolos, he says, that's shene'ekru lagami, that's only considered a mum if they are completely uprooted. Aval nifgamu v'nigmamu, says the Baal Tanur, just if they're worn down or they're missing a little bit, lo havim mum, that's not considered a mum, because those are the inner ones. So once again, the outer teeth, the incisors, which are more noticeable, so those are considered a mum even if they're worn down, and we said, oh, they're missing a little bit of it. But the molars, which are all the way in the back, so those, because they're hidden, those are not considered a mum unless they're completely uprooted. But why should that be considered a mum at all? If they're hidden, then it should be considered a mum even if they're missing. And the answer is because if an animal opens its mouth very wide, they will be noticeable. Rabbi Chanina ben Atiginos Omer, Ein botkin min hamatimos vilifnim. We don't examine behind the molars, af lo es hamatimos, nor the molars themselves. What does Rabbi Chanina ben Atiginos mean? So Rabbi Chanina ben Atiginos disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. The molars are considered hidden. And since they're hidden, so it doesn't matter that they're noticeable when the animal opens its mouth. So therefore he says, certainly we don't check the animal's mouth from mumin, from the molars and inward. Min hamatimos vilifnim. But aflo es amatimos, we don't even check the molars themselves because they're considered a hidden part of the body. They would not disqualify the Bechor, would not allow us to consider this a mum in order to shecht it. Perek vav mishnah hey. Nifgam hazovo. Now we're speaking about the genitalia. So zovon area shel nekeva. So we're speaking about a nekeva, we're not speaking about a bechor. We're speaking about a mum in general. Let's take a shlamim, which you could bring as a nekeva, because a bechor is only when it's a male. So if the genitalia are nifgam, something's missing, or eriyoshal nekeva, when it comes to the male, obviously that affects the bechor. When it comes to nekeva, it would affect another animal. Ashal nekeva ba mukdash, and that's what Mishnah says. Ba mukdash, and we're speaking about karbanos, other karbanos, not a bechor, or nifgam hazanav bina etzem. Or let's say the tail was nifgam, was missing something from the bone. What does that mean? So one of the vertebrae of the tails is missing part of that bone. It's not going to grow back. So that's considered a pegima. That's considered a mum as well. Avalomena perek, says the Mishnah. Perek is the joint, meaning it's missing part of some of the soft tissue in the joint that's between the vertebrae, and that's going to come back. So that's not considered a mum. Oshahaya rosh. Hazanav maftsil etzem. Let's say the skin at the top of the tail is peeled off, and now the bone is maftsil etzem. The bone is now exposed. Oh, sheyesh basar ben chulya lechulya milo etzba. Or if the flesh between the vertebrae is milo etzba, it's one finger breadth wide, so that is considered a mun as well. So once again, there are three potential mumim when it comes to the tail. Number one, it's missing a piece of the bone of the tail, but not in the joint area, or where the skin at the tip of the tail is peeled off. Now the bone is exposed. So that's going to disqualify the poor, even though if there's an injury, what do we say if he's missing some of the soft tissue of the tail, what's in between, in the peric and the joint, that's not a problem. We assume that the skin at the tip of the tail, because it's not so protected, it's not going to fully heal. That's considered a mum kavua. So that's number two. And finally was where there's basar ben chulya l'chulya malo etzba. That means the area between Bartanura says Shahulio Shells on Avrachokozumizu, where the vertebrae of the tail are so far away, Melo Etzba, the size of a finger, Dahanirochav Goda, which is really the size of the width of the thumb, if that's between those two vertebrae, between one vertebrae and the other, they're so far away from each other, the bones, we consider that umum as well.